Here it is, men. It's Downbeat. Yes, it's the music of the poet of the piano, Carmen Cavallaro. The old Downbeat bandstand is proud today to have on the podium and at the piano one of the outstanding pianists of modern music, namely Mr. Cavallaro himself. Welcome to Downbeat, Carmen.
Glad to be here, Harfield. I've played on several mail calls and command performances, but this is my first shot on Downbeat. I've been looking forward to it.
And we've been looking forward to having you. What do you have lined up there as your first number?
If you would like to start the show off with a bang, I'll trot forth our arrangement of A Poet Plays Boogie Woogie.
A Poet Plays Boogie Woogie. Sounds very interesting. Let's hear it. The poet really played Boogie Woogie. Wonderful, Carmen. In fact, sensational.
With all those adjectives, perhaps I'd best play something in a slightly more serious vein to justify them.
That sounds like you might be standing by to give us some more of that Chopin you teased us with at the start of the program.
Well, that wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but if you think the fellas would like Polonaise, then we'll give it to them.
You bet they'd like to hear it. Men, here is Carmen Cavallaro's fine rendition of Chopin's Polonaise. Thank you. Carmen, didn't you start your career as a concert pianist?
Yes, I did. I started in New York, I studied there, and I concertized there.
Well, when did you switch over to the popular field?
Shortly after I got out of school. I continued to play both classical and popular music. But after time, I grew more and more sold on popular music and decided there was more opportunity for me on that field.
Well, your terrific success in nightclubs and hotels and on the radio has certainly justified that decision.
Thank you. Now, how about a piano solo? A medley of tunes I've found men in the service like to hear.
Swell, Carmen. Will it be?
Well, first, My Silent Love. Then, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, and Can't We Be Friends?
How did you go about breaking into the big time as a popular pianist?
Well, strangely enough, it was remarkably easy. I took a job as pianist with Rudy Vallee, then I went with Abe Lyman, Al Kavlin, and a few others, and was lucky enough to be featured in their orchestras.
When did you organize your first band, that is, the first band of your own?
Oh, about 5 years ago.
How many musicians did you have in it?
Just four.
Just four? You have more than that now, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I have 13 now.
13. Do you contemplate raising the number of musicians up to, well, like 26 and 30, the way some of them have?
Well, I don't know, Harfield. I've had such success with 13 boys that I'd hate to spoil the flexibility of them. I'm going to let them stay as they are.
Well, I'm sure that your many fans will vote in favor of just that. But, Carmen, one of the most popular things you've done recently with that band of yours is that terrific arrangement of In Acapulco. Would you mind playing it for us now?
Not at all. I hope you like it.
Great, Carmen. Well, that does it for today, men. Rocking and swaying the downbeat bandstand on this session has been the popular poet of the piano, Carmen Cavallaro.
Who says to you right now that I hope you invite me back again soon for another session.
On that, you can definitely count. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, and so long, fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.